Sadie says this. She says, I have always struggled with anxiety and depression. I also have great shame because I am obese. My sin is visible for the world to see. I am a senior. I think that means senior adult, not in high school. I am trying to change my lifestyle bit by bit, but I often fall into the same pattern of sin. Am I condemned because of this sin? I do not say that with an angry voice. I feel I should be invisible at church. My heart is just breaking for you, Sadie. So no one's going to hell because they're fat. It's not what it is, okay? You get cancer, you get cancer. You're obese, you're obese. You got a muscular dystrophy, you got muscular dystrophy. Could it be caused by something that's happened in your life that you can do something about? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's not the same thing as sin. To recognize that your own spiritual condition, your soul, is impacted by your nutrition, that is, that what you eat and how you look impacts how you feel, that's a valuable thing. That's a bit of wisdom there. To see that one might be self-medicating with food or alcohol or TV or any number of other things that avoid the problem that you don't want to feel by binging on something, like, that isn't without the sinful condition of mankind and the idolatry that we all have in our hearts, kind of to place the creature in place of the creator. But that's not the sin that separates a person from Christ. That is not pride, right? That is weakness. That is slavery. It is to be in chains of the flesh. It is for the spirit to be willing, but the flesh to be weak. So on that, your question is very special because on the one hand, you're forgiven, you're fine, and you actually got nothing to worry about. On the other hand, you really want to do something about it, and that's kind of awesome, right? On the other hand, you really don't like having other men be in control of your life. And it is other men who are selling you the poison that you're eating too much of or eating at all. A lot of times it's just eating it at all that is doing this to your body. So not wanting to be enslaved to somebody, that's a good thing. It's a good thing, right? But what you're filled with is shame here. And that shame is wrong. Now, I'm not telling you like you should feel ashamed of being shamed, right? What I'm telling you is that that's exactly why Jesus died, is so that regardless of what you're able to achieve with your physical life, you can know that you've been bought back from the slavery block. It's because you know you're already bought back from the slavery block. Because when you go to the Lord's table and you eat the bread and drink the wine, both of which things will make you fat in too great a proportion, by means of far more than just the bread and wine, but the word of Jesus that makes them his own body and blood, you are purified, you are sanctified, you are holy, you are clean in his sight, you are his daughter. And he wants the best for you in the life of the world to come a lot more than he wants the best for you in this life. So much so that this life is as nothing compared to it. From there, if you want to make some steps, I mean, I'll just go left on this one. You know, you want to not put 5G Wi-Fi next to your head all day just in case because it might cause cancer. I mean, I don't know which one it is. Like, that's good. Oh, but I had to take this phone call, so I put the phone next to my head today. That's fine too, right? Wisdom is in good portion knowing the distinction between something that's good for you and something that's salvific. And there really is a difference, right? Is it good for you to go on a walk every day? Yeah. Do I do it? No. Am I going to hell? Not for that. And no. I'm bought with a price, right? So I think you will be able to speak to Sadie's heart in ways I can't. So I want you to jump in here quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a tough scenario. And even, you know, it's interesting because I'm going to go and talk about wealth and poverty for a minute instead of body size or type. In Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, it talks about how women, we go through these waves of emotion cycle. And if you are poor, those around you have more understanding for you being sad or depressed or discontent. But if you're rich, then people don't have any compassion. And they think that you should be happy all the time because you're rich and you have everything you want. But that just shows us that our temporal life will not fulfill us. And so if we apply that then to our body image, even the most beautiful person, or the one that you think is the most beautiful, who looks in the mirror getting ready to go to church, will at one point or another in her month think, oh, Christ have mercy. Just come back now because it's not working. And we have little compassion for that because we look at her and we think she's amazing. My point is, we all struggle with it. And God be praised for the Daughters of Wisdom that has us pray the prayers, the Psalter and the Proverbs daily, that remind us it's not about this life. And in Proverbs 31, we're reminded that it's not about being beautiful, but it's about fearing God and having Him first in your life. So I guess what impacted me the most about what you said.
This is why I love this woman. It really is. Oh my goodness.
Is that you thought you should be invisible. And Sadie, God created you specifically in your mother's womb. Hmm. And He has a purpose for you to be here. And whether it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know what your purpose is, but it's to be here right now, today. And He wants you to be His forever. And so He bought you with His own blood. And so even those little things that we look at ourselves and we think are terribly ugly, He created and designed specifically for you and on you. And when He looks at you, He doesn't see imperfection. He sees perfection. He sees His perfection because He's covering you completely. And so you just have to wait. If you can't win this battle here, you just have to keep waiting.
Which is always the case, one way or the other. So, I mean, Sadie, you could go carnivore, watch it work, end up in great shape, add 10, 15 years to your life, and go to hell.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that you would. I'm saying that distinguish between the wisdom of natural philosophy, between the things you struggle with that you repent of and you want to be freed from, and the knowledge that Christ is sufficient.
Yeah.
That no matter how much you free yourself from your idols, your flesh is going to come up with more idols. And Christ is sufficient. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, I kind of get the invisible thing. That's hard. As a pastor, I don't really get to be, but I kind of wish I was sometimes.
Yeah.
And so that's
as a pastor's wife, you don't always want to be seen either.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like,
it's lonely.
Okay. I'm not going to church to be seen.
Yeah. Amen. You know? Amen.
I'm not there for me to be the one that everyone's looking at. I'm there because Christ is there and I need Him.
Now, we are beggars, this is true. A little piece of paper found in Dr. Luther's pocket after he was dead. It's in German. I can't say it very well. Versund und Butler, something like that. We are beggars, this is true. You're there as a beggar. And anybody else who doesn't look like they're there as a beggar, they're there as a beggar.
Yeah.
Don't judge so harshly. I mean, there are hypocrites, but don't assume they don't know it on their own level too.
Yeah.